So on Friday, as I picked up my almost finished draft of my sermon for today, I wonder just how many times since I first preached here on Ash Wednesday could I have started a sermon with this line: "There certainly was a week for news." Earlier in the week, I had a conversation with members of a faith community who all said a number of times, "We think of ourselves as a progressive faith community." In fact, they're the remnant of a Lutheran church that left the ELCA after the 2009 decision to allow for the ordination of gay and lesbian pastors. Most of the members in that faith community are aligned with each other on most of the hotly debated social and political issues our culture is struggling with today. My sense, as I try to speak a gospel message to you today, is that you are not all of one mind on many of the same issues. When I sent an email on the ELCA position on Roe v. Wade after a draft of Friday's decision was leaked a few weeks ago, I said I expected that reactions within your community probably ranged from horrified to jubilant. And that continues to be my sense. If you're interested or curious about Presiding Bishop Eaton's statement about Friday's case, you can find it on the ELCA website. If you need to talk to someone about how you're feeling, I again invite you into conversation with me. As I went about rethinking and rewriting my sermon, I thought again about Bishop Ortiz's comments that I shared with you last week and that I think are worth repeating here. She said that she had found that there were lots of people in congregations cautiously trying to sound each other out on various positions, because views had become so strongly held. She reminded us, while there may be division over issues within a faith community, what we all have in common is Jesus. The first line in the book we read today says that God sent Jesus to show that God loves everybody. That's the premise of the book. God loves everybody. The communion, Jesus invites us and says all are welcome. And at least a couple of the gospel writers suggest that Jesus' mission was not always to all. In Matthew, a Canaanite woman begs Jesus to help her demon-possessed daughter. Jesus responds, "I was only sent to help the lost sheep of Israel." "It's not fair," he goes on, "to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." And the woman comes back with, "Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table." And Jesus changes his mind and heals the daughter. And never again in that gospel says he has come only for Israel. In fact, the very last thing he says in Matthew as he's talking to his followers is that they are to make disciples of all nations and peoples. In Luke, Jesus says, "When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, the most marginalized of his times." So we are to be sure and extend God's invitation to the most marginalized of our time. For Jesus, all means all. All the peoples of the world, all the types of people, marginalized or not, that are found in every community. Jesus sets a table and invites all and feeds all, because without food and drink at the table, what would happen? We would die. So we eat to stay alive. And eating at Jesus' table, we are not just able to ensure that we stay alive, but also that we get new life. Through his death and resurrection, we receive forgiveness, eternal life, and an opportunity for a new life during the time we have here on earth. So we are nourished. And our book tells us that after the meal, Jesus will go with you, and Jesus will help you to love all people. All means all. Jesus is the host and the one who does the inviting. And it's probably a good thing that it is Jesus doing the inviting. If it was up to humans, the table could possibly look very different, depending on the community you're in. Some of us, as we cautiously try to sound out others in our community, might be tempted to advocate for excluding people from the table based on their beliefs or their status or who they love or any number of the ways that we marginalize each other. The cover of your bulletin this week shows a cross. It's a cross that a kid in this community made and gave to me. So I consider it pretty precious. The paper that's with the cross says, "The body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Christ shed for you." I'm pretty sure Mom helped with that lettering. I wanted to use this picture because it shows me that this community has extended Jesus' invitation in such a way that this kid knows there's a place for them in this place. They know that they are welcome at this table. They know they're a part of all are welcome. And my siblings in Christ, it doesn't get more gospel than that. Amen.